1439,
how can I help you?
No, I had to do a reroute of my deadhead back to downtown because so I can get back to my rope release on time.
Okay, so are you okay with it, or do you need help with the reroute?
No, I'm okay with it. I'm into it right now. I was wondering if is there a way I can get it changed, because what happens is it gets me caught behind 2 liters on a one way. On a you know what I mean?
Okay. How would you prefer it to be?
Okay, what I do is I make a left coming out of Foster. I make a left on Powell, and then I come down to Cesar Chavez and make a right, and then make a left onto Hawthorne.
Okay, so if you want to do, if there's another way that would be easier for you, so that way you don't get caught up in that, go ahead. And just if you have this every day, and if that works, just call my partner, because I don't technically have your area. I'm just covering so she could step out of the room. Let her know, or let my partners know that that's what you're going to do, and that way you can get documented. And then you can always do an RSA or email somebody from scheduling to let them know so they can adjust it on the actual paddle, and just explain to them that it's easier.
Okay, that sounds good, yeah. So what I just explained to you was the reroute I take is it wants me to do the regular schedule as I, just going to my regular route. That's the deadhead bat. But I, just like I said, I get caught behind 2 liters, and down a one-way street, it's just like, it's not gonna work. One lane, because I can't get past them.
Yeah, so go ahead and do that, and then just let my partners know, if you do it, if you change up, and you do something different each day, just let them know. And I would let scheduling know, too, especially if it's a lot easier that way.
I will write that up and see if I can change that. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a good day at 1602.